peace treaties are generally made between enemies, not friends. If you're on great terms with a person, you're likely not going to need to make a peace treaty with them. You know that they're not going to do anything to you. You're not going to do anything to them. So sometimes we make like promises of friendship that, God willing, for years to come, blah, 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 we'll do this and we'll do that. But a peace treaty is something different. It's two parties that ideologically or politically or militarily are at odds with each other. And then they decide that for whatever reason, it is mutually beneficial to be at peace with each other. But in doing so, they acknowledge that they're going to make concessions on both parts. And so it is interesting to note that in our parsha, as well as in Vayera, there are peace treaties between Avimelech. And the question has to be, was Avimelech a peace partner or not? And I think that that is something very, very interesting to look at, because I do believe that it is a model of what we need to look at in general when it comes to making treaties with our enemies. So there's certainly, Avimelech has tainas. He says, you know what, listen, Avram and then Yitzchak, you guys duped me. You guys convinced me that I was merely dealing with your sister and I took her, or I wanted to take her, and nearly you caused death to my country. That's terrible. Okay, it's legit. But I think in this week's parasha, you see the true colors of Avimelech. It is possible that in the relationship with Avraham, that you can give Avimelech a pass and say he really didn't do much other than perhaps being a little bit more aggressive in his language than he should have been. But in terms of overall what he does, I don't know, it's not so bad. But here we have where he looks at Yitzchak, peering through his window, looking at his interactions with his wife and saying that ain't your sister what you guys are doing together. And therefore, when he does that, he aggressively attacks Yitzhak. And Yitzhak, not one to accept a fight, he kind of shies away. But then Yitzhak goes and he starts digging wells. And he digs one well, and what happens? He gets bothered by the officers and the servants of Avimelech. And this happens a second time, and finally the third time there seems to be peace. And the question is, Avimelech is so aggressive in both thought and speech to Yitzchak, it really makes us wonder how in the world they could possibly be peace partners. Rabbi Riskin points out that besides the fact that the Mefarshim say that Avram should never have made a treaty like this, because that's God promised him the land, why are you dealing with Avimelech? But he points out that even if it was okay in the first place, the fact that Avimelech backpedals and speaks with two tongues, the fact that he does that should be an indicator that he never was a partner in peace. He never was one that we should have sat at the table with. And even if Avraham made the mistake of not reading what he really was, there's no question at all, Yitzhak should have seen the double-tongued nature of him and should have walked away. But Riskin points out that that should be a message to all of us in how we deal with people. If we see that there is a person that is continuously two-faced with us, then that's a person we have to make sure that we keep far, far away from us. Have a great day.